Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah 9, the Mishnah begins. Hatzia get. If a woman takes out a get, she takes out a divorce bill, and she doesn't have the ksuba with her. For example, let's say it's a place she claims where she's from, a place where they don't write ksuba, as we've seen previously. Goiva ksuba, so she's able to collect the actual ksuba itself, because we saw that the halacha is that it's a tnai bezdin, that anytime a couple gets married, even if they don't write a ksuba, there's still an obligation of a ksuba. Ksuba veinim aget, says the Mishnah. Let's say she takes out a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get. Says the Mishnah, he imeris avad gitti. She says, you know, I don't have a get, it got lost. My husband divorced me, but the get got lost, here's my ksuba, pay me. Vuhoi mar avad shevari. But the husband says, you know what, I did divorce you, however you should know, I paid you up your ksuba, and even though I got a receipt, I lost my receipt. Similarly, v'chein bal chayv, someone who's owed money, shahayti shtar chayv, that he takes out the document, the deed of the loan, and it's after the Shemitah. We know the halacha is that biblically, if a person owes somebody else money, and the Shemitah, the seventh sabbatical year, passes, it goes and it abolishes the entire loan. However, there is a document that one can write called a prusbul. A prusbul is a shtar, it's a document that says that the malva, the lender, gave over his chayv, his loan, to Bezin, to the Jewish court. And this way, after Shemitah is over, he could collect. So the disagreement here is, the Baal Chayiv says, you owe me money. And even though Shemitah passed, there was a prosbul, I wrote this special document that gives over the loan to the Bezin, to the Jewish court. And the fellow that owes the money, the borrower, says, not true. There was no prosbul. And therefore, when Shemitah came, when the sabbatical year came, it abolished the loan. I don't owe you a penny, says the Mishnah. In all the aforementioned cases, Harei lo yiparu, they do not have to pay. Rav Shimon Gamliel clarifies and he says, Minas Hakana Va'elech. From the time that the Roman government began to decree laws on the Jewish people that they were not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs, and therefore Jewish people were scared to hold on to a get, a divorce bill, or a prusbul, the shtar, the document that gives over the loan to Bezin, so the Shemitah year should not abolish it. In that situation, Isha Goyek Suasa Shalai Beget, a woman is permitted to collect a ksuba even though she doesn't have a get. About Khoiv Goyek Shalai Beprusbul. And similarly, a fellow who has a loan could collect from the borrower without a prosbul, because we assume that they burned it, they got rid of it because of the sakana, because of the danger. Continues the Mishnah, Shnei Gitin. Let's say a woman takes out two Gitin. That means she says that we were married, he divorced me, we got remarried, he divorced me again. Ushtei Ksubais, and she also pulls out two Ksubais. One of them was before the first get, and one of them after the second get. Goyve Shtei Ksubais, she's able to collect twice her Ksuba. Let's say a woman pulls out two ksubais and there's one get, and the time and the ksubais, both of them, are before the time of the get. Or a woman pulls out one ksuba and two gitin that he divorced her, married her, and then divorced her again. Or a woman pulls out a ksuba and get and witnesses that the husband died. That means that she's saying that he divorced her, remarried her, and then he died. In all these cases, in a goyvel ksuba achas, she only collects one ksuba. Shamagarish es ishtoi vechzir. Because somebody that divorces his wife, and then he remarries her, before the ksuba is collected, and does not write another ksuba, amanat ksuba rishonim achzir, we assume that he married her with the intent of the first ksuba working for the second marriage as well. Continues the Mishnah. Katan shisiya yaviv. A child whose father married him off, and then he became a gadol, he became bar mitzvah. Ksubasa kayemes, even though the ksuba was written when he was a child, the ksuba still remains. Shamanas ken kima, because when he becomes a gadol, when he becomes bar mitzvah, and he continues to be married to his wife, it's as if he's saying, I'm obligated myself from now on to pay my ksuba. Concludes the Mishnah. Gershon eskaya v'ishto imay. Let's say two non-Jews convert, and now they're Jewish, and ksubasa kayemes, and the ksuba is there. You know, the original ksuba is there. I mean, he didn't write her a new ksuba after they became Jewish. We say the ksuba that was written when they're not Jewish still stands. Shamanas ken kaima, because the fact that he remarried her after they got divorced, we assume it's because he has the original ksuba in mind, and therefore the halacha is that he has to pay the ksuba. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful end of the week.